Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we learned how personal commitment to God's wisdom brings understanding. Living in this understanding, in turn, deepens that personal commitment. Today, we study how this wonderful process is empowered by God's own character. Proverbs 2, verses 6 to 8, reading from the ESV. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Wisdom comes from the Lord alone. It's born from the very essence of who he is. Not any society, not Solomon, nor anyone else can be the source of or control access to wisdom. Through wisdom, God spoke creation into being. Insects industriously store up food. Birds avoid snares. Farmers accumulate knowledge about farming. God's wisdom for life's basic tasks is embedded in the DNA of his creation. But the verses we just read refer to the moral and ethical knowledge and understanding that God revealed to his people. These are stored in the book of Proverbs and relationally transmitted from parents to children. Relationality characterizes the entire process, from God's wisdom, through his word, through the wise father's words, to the young son. In internalizing this knowledge, the young son is protected. Knowing and honoring God is life. And as the young son treasures and stores up wisdom, his precious life is safeguarded. He makes prudent judgment calls. He behaves with discretion. Wisdom's straight path proves life enriching for him. His conduct is blameless. So, when he's attacked, God's wisdom shields him. For the Lord assures the safety and fruitfulness of wisdom's way. Those who walk them thrive and receive all the blessings God intends for them, both ongoing and ultimate. The core of wisdom's way is honoring and understanding God. There are only two ways: wisdom's way of life and reckless stupidity's paths of death. Within the core commitment to wisdom's way of life, many life-enriching moral and ethical choices may be made. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, diversity. In everything, charity. Wisdom's way goes straight in the direction of honoring God. It's brightly visible without traps and fosters accountability. But the multiple paths of death are twisted, beset by pitfalls, dark and concealed. They seem convenient and rewarding, but they end in death. Those who faithfully keep covenant with God express their faithfulness to him in acts of justice and mercy to others, however costly. Safeguarding God's wisdom empowers them to become part of what God is doing to protect truth, goodness, and justice. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 2, verses 9 to 11. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the amazing treasure of your wisdom. As we safeguard it, it safeguards us. Thank you that your way truly opens up paths of flourishing and wholeness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.